This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to wrap things up with you on a Monday evening, South Florida High School Sports Radio Show. Larry Bluestein, Dan Day. As we said, AutoNation doesn't just sell cars and trucks for less. They also buy them for a lot more. AutoNation will buy your car for cash. Appraisers will pay you top dollar for vehicle online or in store. You'll get a check on the spot that you can deposit right away. So why sell your car anywhere else? Turn your car into cash today at AutoNation. And if you need service, AutoNation's service tech experts are ready to help. Oil changes, tires, batteries, collision repair, and a lot more. Whatever service you need, AutoNation tech experts can do it and do it all for less. Plus, they sanitize every vehicle service. To schedule service, appraise your car, or for the AutoNation store nearest you, visit AutoNation.com. And we close our Monday night show with a look at one of the teams that got started and then had a little bit of a hiatus and got it going last week in the playoffs, Miami Central. And a veteran head coach, Roland Smith, is kind enough to join us on this Thanksgiving week. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Also, thanks for all the good things you've been doing for those kids. I know this hasn't been an easy thing for you guys this year, but you guys have risen above it and done a tremendous job.
Yes, Larry. Thank you. We have been doing a tremendous amount of things for our young men during this season. It's been one of the most unusual seasons that I had since I've been a coach over 28 years. But I enjoyed it because the kids wanted to opt in, and we opt in because we wanted to have a chance to play for a state championship. We only played 10 quarters so far. That made 2 games and a half a game against Edison. We didn't get a chance to finish our game against Edison because of the Lightning. And we also had 2 teams to opt out from playing us for whatever reason. But I'm just glad we're healthy. We're in the postseason. So we made it to the third round, playing against Naples, one of the top teams in the state of Florida as well, a team we faced last year. We know we're going to be up for this tough task that's coming Friday night.
You know, Coach, when you take a look at it, this is so important for the seniors. You have seniors on your team who've been there from the first day. They've sacrificed. They've been leaders. They've learned a lot. Talk about this senior class.
Oh, man, this senior class has been with me for a while. You know, this class here has a lot to do with the building and building this program back up to the state championship. They helped those seniors last year win a state championship. They want to go out this year as seniors, as state champions. So they was the ones that I leaned on, you know, when I made the decision, as well as my coaching staff. And I made them aware of what we was putting ourselves into by opting in. And I said, Coach, you know, we came in Central to win state championships and play in big-time games, and that's what we want to do. And I'm just so proud of them because those guys went through a lot with me, starting with Amari James and Amari Seymour and them. They've been with me the longest. They were with me for 4 years because they played with me as true freshmen. And I can recall we had to go up to Vegas when we had the hurricane shut down and we were the only team playing in South Florida, and we had to represent South Florida. And my little freshman went running wild in Vegas, and everybody was asking me, who is that kid? They knew about James Cook, but they didn't know about Amari James. But they found out early that he was going to be a player for me.
You know, Coach, when you take a look at, you know, we talk about the seniors, they had to have a lot of leadership, too, during this pandemic, because they talked to the teammates probably as much as you guys did.
Yes, they do. I mean, everything I do, I run through my seniors and seeing that in team. These kids been together for a while. You know, they know each other. They play for each other. They love each other. And we have a family atmosphere at Miami Central, and they just love playing for themselves and the community and their parents. So I'm just proud of what they have accomplished and what they're trying to accomplish, because at the end of the day, it's about the kids. It's not about the coaches.
Yeah, you're right. Coach Roland Smith joining us, head coach at Miami Central. And when you see, you know, you brought up James Cook. You have a lot of kids that are playing college football around the country. And then you throw in Dalvin Cook, who's, but the best running back in football right now. You got to get a lot of joy out of that to see these kids who have gone on and stayed the course and have made the grades and have done some great things. Talk about how you feel when you see all those kids representing, you know, or whether they come back and they tell you, hey, coach, I had a 4.0 GPA this year, or I had, you know, I did great in the classroom. How does it make you feel as a coach who's, you know, who's been a big part of their lives?
Oh, man, it made me feel real well, feel real good about what they're doing. Just tonight we had Devontae Freeman FaceTime us while we was at practice today and spoke with myself and some of the kids out there and told the kids to continue to do what they're doing, how proud he is of them. Sorry he haven't been able to get around to see them and visit them and talk with them. And I was just letting them know that, you know, hey, whenever you get through, you know, with your season, to come by and speak to the kids. And he was saying, coach, I would like to come down, but while we're in season, with this pandemic thing, that, you know, we're not allowed to be out and go around a lot of places because they want to make sure we're able to be able to play. You know, and then I'm saying, man, just take care of the season. And I appreciate you even thinking about us. And we try to represent you all to the fullest, you know, because you was the one that paved the way. You was in that first state championship team for Miami Central. And we're just trying to keep up the tradition that you all left there at the school. And he just let me know, and the kids know that how proud he was of us. And you're right. Anytime you see your former kids doing well in college and in pros, it makes you feel like a proud papa, you know. Harry was at the game last game, and it was good to see him, you know, home from school, you know. And I would let him know, hey, man, come by the school, talk with the kids, let them know how your first year in college is going and stuff like that. And he said, no problem. So it's about the kids giving back, and it make myself and my coaching staff feel proud when we see our young men go up to school and be successful, not only just in football, but also in the classroom, and going to get their degrees to finish up too as well, because, you know, football is don't last, the NFL stands for not for long, and I always let those guys know that it's a win-win situation when you go to school, because you get your degree, or you possibly have a chance to play in the NFL, you know, because that goes a long way, that degree.
Coach, before I let you go, what is a must on your Thanksgiving table? What dish do you have to have? I mean, if you didn't have pumpkin pie or potatoes, what has to be on your dish Thursday? What has to be on that table?
I'm going to have a fried turkey on there, and I have to have some yams and sweet potato pie. I got to have that on that Thursday. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be thankful just for being in the situation that we're in right now. I want to thank the Lord and thank, you know, thankful for living, and, you know, with all this stuff going on in our society, you know, we just need to stay healthy and, you know, make sure we're out there pulling a good performance this Friday for our community.
Good stuff. Coach, again, thanks so much for joining us. Happy Thanksgiving and good luck this week.
Thanks a lot, Lane, for having me. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys out there.
Good stuff. Roland Smith will end what has been an awesome show. 2 hours. Don't forget, if you missed anything, go to WQAM.com on demand, and Dan Day will take care of it. That's it. Have a great Thanksgiving, guys. Dan, you too. And we'll see you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.